North Public Schools Board of Education meeting. Today is April 9th, 2024.
Time is 7 PM. Could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here. Could we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, before we begin, anybody that would like to address the board this evening, we have our forms there in the back on that table right there by the door, and if you could give those to our board secretary, Jamie, that would be good. All right, that brings us to the revision and approval of agenda items, PO 166. So, do we have any deletions or additions to our agenda this evening?
We do. So underneath consent agenda, letter C, and this is for Business Professionals of America National Leadership Conference, it should read three, not one. So underneath consent agenda, C should read three Monroe High School students, not one.
Okay. Can I get a motion?
I'll move the agenda be approved as revised, I guess, if you want to call it that, with the correction for three. Sorry, B3.
Is there
C? I'll get it right.
Is there support?
Support.
Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to superintendent comments. Superintendent Shaw.
Wonderful. Thank you. I have only one right here. So tonight we have one student with us, and that is Miss Emma Mershak. And Emma, for my two board members that were at the at our Sodexo Future Chefs program, that would have been Tom and Larry, you'll see that she was our winner. So if we could have Emma come forward so I can give her her certificate. Monroe Public Schools Board of Education Certificate of Recognition presented to Emma Mershak for demonstrating outstanding achievement, creativity, and passion for culinary pursuits as a 2024 Monroe Public Schools District winner for Sodexo Future Chefs National Challenge. So congratulations,
Woo!
Emma.
Do you want to show us your medals?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Congratulations. So Amber, I know from
that's your mail.
You want to come stand right here next to Amber. I know Amber wants to talk a little bit about that. No picture. Go ahead and share.
Okay.
Yep. Go ahead and share right there.
So I just want to brag a little about Emma and what a great job she did at our Future Chef competition. So this competition was started in 2008. Every year there's over 2,600 students that participate throughout 30 states. So we have a really big emphasis on using fresh fruits and vegetables, and this is where she shined. So she made pancakes, but not just regular pancakes. What did you do, Emma, to make your pancakes special?
I made them shaped to like hats.
Yep. So she used fresh fruits to make her pancakes look like a cat's face.
Oh.
So she used strawberries for the ears, blueberries for the eyes and nose, and what'd you do for whiskers? That was my favorite part.
I used apples for it.
Yep, she cut apples into little tiny slivers for her whiskers.
Wow. Yes.
So I just wanted to congratulate Emma. I have a feeling that she may be able to get us the first national championship to Monroe. So we did submit her recipe. So we are excited for that.
Great.
Wonderful. You have any questions? Anything you want to say? Okay. All right. Thank you guys for your time.
Well, thank you very much, Amber. So to any other board members, so Tom and Larry and I have been able to do this now last 2 years. This year, the pancakes were wonderful. There was some really good food. We had some tacos made. The pumpkin roll, I think that was one that I was kind of just...
Yeah, that made your eyes glaze over, absolutely.
Let's just say the pumpkin roll didn't survive the night.
And
so,
I just want to make a note, the pumpkin roll was made by a first grader.
Really?
Really impressive.
It was good.
And there, so for those that don't know, the challenge is with, there's a representative from each elementary, and go to Custer and do this work, and with all the staff from Sodexo. So it's just a wonderful evening. And so next year, if there's anyone who wants to get on there and be a judge, feel free to hop in, because it's a wonderful time. So thank you. The two of you can go if, now, because I know it's, like you said, it's approaching your bedtime. 25 minutes, Miss Emma. So
all
thank
right,
you.
I'll see you guys later.
Not your bedtime.
Oh, all right.
So that's all I have for first comments.
Okay, that brings us to public commentary, board agenda items only. Do we have any?
No, we don't.
That brings us to board discussionary action items reports, and we have our contracted services and resignation reports. Is there any discussion? All right, hearing none, that brings us down to our consent agenda item. Are there any items that a board member would like to have moved off the consent agenda item and moved to new business? Okay, hearing none, can we get a motion?
I would then move that agenda items be 2A through B, 2D be considered consent agenda, and the consent agenda items be approved as recommended.
Is there support?
Support.
Can we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. Do we have any of our new hires here tonight?
I believe we do.
All right.
I believe we have one. I believe we have our new athletic director, newly appointed, Dr. Chet Hessen. And we have a tradition that we would like for you to stand up, come up and come to the microphone, and then you're going to introduce the people that you brought with you tonight and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, be happy to do so.
Okay.
Well, everyone, I'm Dr. Chet Hessen. I use he, him pronouns. Currently, I'm the Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Experience and Deputy Title IX Coordinator at Bowling Green State University. I grew up born and raised in Monroe, Michigan. Went to school all the way through. Had the good fortune of being able to be around some amazing people. Those that are here in the audience with me. Starting at a young age, Mike and Wendy Gaynor, friends of mine over the years and great role models and a family. Coach Barnes, Roosevelt Barnes here, one of my mentors, and we still stay closely connected. As somebody who played basketball at Bowling Green State University, I see him fairly regularly as well. John Ray in the back, current director of athletics and supporter for a long time. My wife, Misha Lamphere, back here as well. My mom, Sue Hessen. And then Steve Polizzi, principal, and good friend over the years as well. So that's my crew.
Great.
Yeah. What else can I share with you all tonight?
Well, you can come shake our hands.
Yeah. So
okay with you.
Wonderful.
Come on up.
Yeah.
And we don't have to say don't trip.
You're right. Well, let's say it anyway. Just
yeah,
for
we should. Watch. Now they'll trip.
Yeah.
Good to see you again.
Yes.
Congratulations.
You appreciate it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, just watch your...
All right, so don't go too far, sir.
Yep.
We are, it is really exciting. John Ray, you want to step up here too, please? We get a chance to have John Ray in the room, it's usually not this quiet, so we want to make sure we address the quietness in the room. John Ray, your wife is here tonight, correct?
No.
I saw her walk in.
See her. Misha, you want to stand up?
No. So I'm sorry, but where I wanted John, I wanted you to help correct our new athletic director. Who's he supposed to start out when he's introducing people and thanking them for being alongside of him tonight?
His mom.
His mom. Who was the first one he should have said? His wife. In future, John. So, John, no, all kidding aside, I wanted to just take this moment and thank you for, you know, the last almost 2 years that I've been here with you and all that you've done for Monroe Public Schools and the athletic world. I know that you did a session with Chet a few years ago as he was moving through and had to have a mentorship time. And so I appreciate the work you've done with him there. But I truly appreciate, when I think about Monroe Public Schools and someone that really is Monroe Public Schools, you're one of the two people I think of. And just everything you've done for us in the athletic world, and truly appreciative of that work right there. Chet, as we talked before, big shoes to fill, okay? Someone's been in this job for 20 years, I know. But we believe in you and know that you're going to do a great job for Monroe Public Schools also, and excited to get you started. Chet will be starting with us here probably towards the end of this month, so we can use this as a transition time. In some areas, you can always maybe have a person start after the other person has retired or gone on to their next position. In the world of athletics, that's a tough task to do, and it's a scary one because parents will go crazy if anything happens in the world of competition. And so the goal of the athletic director is to make sure when a competition is happening, people are like, man, that just went smoothly. That's what they're trying to achieve every time that an event is happening. And so we don't have buses crossing each other. We don't have officials, make sure that officials aren't there, stuff like that. So this transition time is vital as one of our Monroe's finest is wrapping up his career at Monroe Public, and Chet's taken over. So with that, I appreciate the two of you greatly, and thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
And can't wait, Chet, to get you on board right here. John Ray, is there anything you'd like to share before we keep moving on?
Well, 21 years ago, this is exactly what I looked like.
Again, sorry, man.
I am so excited to. You got time for a short story?
We do.
Sure. Yeah, we always have time for you.
We were at Romulus playing basketball, and Mr.
Glass
Handles dislocated his shoulder in the Romulus game. And whose car did you jump in? Anyhow, I left Romulus, and I drove to the hospital, called Dr. McNamee on the way. He beat us to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And he's got Chet in the emergency. Was he in the emergency room at the time?
I was in Southern Indiana at a funeral. I wasn't there. Yeah.
So there's Chet. He's up on the bed, and he's in pain. So McNamee walks up to him and takes the bed sheet off the bed, ties a sheet around his arm, and then he tied the sheet around himself and started walking away from him. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm holding him down. I still can't hear out of this ear. And at some point, he finally gave in, and his arm just went back in the socket.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's one of my great...
Great.
Chet stories. And the guy that was coaching Romulus High School at the time was, you want to tell him who it is?
Nate Oates, who was just in the Final Four, head coach of Alabama.
Oh, wow.
So that's a Chet Hessen story. I'm going to sit down before they kick me out.
Thank you, everybody. So. And Chet, I can definitely say that I remember when we hired Dr. Rakers, I was on the board then. And he did not look like
that. If I could share a couple things, I do want to add, and this one's actually one of Coach Barnes. I think one of my goals is to surround our youth with great people. And Coach Barnes is one of those people that, as a coach, you don't really realize it until you zoom out a bit. So he got the head coaching job my sophomore year in high school. And prior to that, we didn't have any summertime programming. We had no youth development programming. And he came in and led a big culture shift where all of a sudden we started to do a lot in the summer. And Coach Barnes would call me. Back then it was the landline, not the cell phone. But he would call the landline on like a Friday night at like 7, 8 o'clock, and was curious as to what I was doing, wanted to see if I was going to be in the gym over the weekend, and just check up on me. And at the time, you're, you know, 16 years old, and you're like, man, I do not want to talk to my head basketball coach on a Friday night. He's really salting my game here. But, you know, you zoom out a bit, and you're like, man, this guy really, really cares, and he really wants to be plugged in, and he knows what's best for you. And so you have these different forks in the roads and opportunities that, you know, come your way. And he's been somebody that's always been connected. So whether it's 3 months that goes by or 6 months that goes by, we still stay connected 20 plus years later. Those are the types of coaches that we need here at Monroe. Those folks that are going to build a program from the youth level on up, have physical education, have synergy with our competitive programs, have coaches that lead with their values. My values are pretty simple. I call them Chet values. So I choose courage over comfort and lead with curiosity. I prioritize health, safety, and well-being. I prioritize emotional intelligence and the environment that we create. And I prioritize teaching in a thoughtful way. And that is something that Coach Barnes and other great coaches, Steve Plitzy as well, is one that's in the back. I was actually, was that your first year coaching as well? And then when I was coaching JV football in middle school, I had a chance to work with Steve when he was the varsity football coach at that point in time. We have the right people in place in leadership positions. I do truly feel that. And we're going to continue to build it from youth programming on up. So I'm excited to get started. I have a lot of energy and zest and zeal for this. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of this program as well. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, that brings us to new business. But before I turn it over to Mr. Shaw, I want to provide some background and context on our agenda items. All items on our agenda have either been discussed in depth at a prior work session and or addressed in weekly board briefs. So although it may seem that we move through these pretty quickly, we want our public to know that we have thoroughly done our due diligence and reviewed prior to this meeting tonight. Also a reminder, all of our work sessions are open to the public. Mr. Shaw, I will turn it over to you for the second reading, I believe.
All right, so the first thing we have is Board of Education seats for November 24th. So it is that time of year where we make sure people are always aware. So our board is comprised of 4-year terms. And so we have three people in one 4-year term, and we have four in another. So this coming November, four seats that will be are up for election. Doesn't mean that the people that are sitting on them won't be rerunning, but these are the four seats will be Larry Van Wachenova, along with Mary Vincent, Carrie Williams, and then point over where Scott would be sitting. That's our attorney sitting there tonight, but Scott is not with us. So those are our four seats. And so for the deadline for candidates for local school boards and community college trustees to file an affidavit of identity and nonpartisan nominating petition is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 by 4 p.m. A $100 non-refundable fee may be filed in lieu of a petition. Withdrawal deadline elapses at 4 p.m. on the 26th. So we'll put that out in our week in review and let others know as a reminder of that. But that's July 23rd for people that want to run for the Board of Ed is the deadline.
All right, that brings us to the School Family Appreciation Week resolution. Mr. Shaw.
So in your packet, you have that the week of April the 29th through May the 3rd is designated as School Family Appreciation Week, whereas the Monroe Public School System consists of approximately 1,300 regular certified and support employees, and whereas these employees are dedicated to providing the best for our students, including clean and safe facilities, an appropriate learning environment, and a quality educational program, now therefore be it resolved that Monroe Public Schools Board of Education appreciates the efforts of all the employees, and be it further resolved that the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education proclaims the week of April 29th, May the 3rd through May 3rd, 24 as a School Family Appreciation Week, and be it further resolved that the following days are designated as recognition. Monday the 29th, administrators and exempt employees. Tuesday, April 30th, teachers. Wednesday, May the 1st, custodian and maintenance and bus drivers. Thursday, May the 2nd, assistants and kids club and preschool employees, and Friday, May the 3rd, secretaries and all other support personnel. Be it further resolved that this resolution will be posted in all buildings to show support for all the excellent services provided to our employees.
Can I get a motion?
I move to approve the School Family Appreciation Week resolution as presented.
Support?
Support.
Any discussion?
I just have one point of discussion. I know that we have these, can we get a calendar so that we know all of the days of appreciation and all those times that are set aside? Because I just don't have them, so.
We will have those out too.
Thank you so much.
Anyone else? Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van
Wachenova. Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr.
Heck. Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to school security service contract. Superintendent Shaw.
So we did our school security RFP and presented it to you in our last board work session. And so it is our recommendation to the board approve the security service contract between Monroe Public Schools and Roberts Security Investigations, effective July 1st, 2024 through June 30th, 2029. And that is a 5-year contract.
Can I get a motion?
I would move that we approve the school security service contract per the recommendation of the superintendent.
Is there support?
I'll support.
Any discussion?
I just had a question. Looking through the contract, I noticed they have a security guard at the high school, the middle school, and Arborwood. Just curious why they don't have one at Custer.
So at this point in time, when at Arborwood, that person was placed there last year. And so each year we evaluate if we need to add or remove security guards. And so at this point in time, we haven't had a necessity to add anyone at Custer.
Okay.
I have one question. Are these typical 5-year contracts?
So on this one, because of the numbers that they presented, rather than making it a 3-year, because their numbers were extremely supportive, made it a 5-year, was the recommendation.
What numbers?
When we presented their, how much their, what their hourly wage was
charges
for each year.
Okay.
Can we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to critical mapping. Superintendent Shaw.
So critical incident mapping is what the state has been requesting for all schools to do, and that is a mapping of our buildings and the grounds around our buildings. And so we're recommending that the Board of Education hire the lockout company at a cost of $48,000. For this project, and that fund would be paid for through the 97D grants. This is a program too that, as a county, we're trying to all as school systems stay with the same vendor because of all the first responders and other personnel that everybody would be using. So consistency matters here. So that's why the lockout company is the recommendation.
Get a motion.
I move that we approve the critical mapping or critical incident mapping per the recommendation of the superintendent.
Support?
Support.
Any discussion?
I would just like to make note on this, only because it came up during the discussion. In the background, it says that it includes signage, and it was clearly stated that signage was not included in this proposal that we're doing. So I just want to make sure we're not presenting ourselves like we're buying signage and we're not. So just that, make a note of that.
I would just like to point out the consistency with the colors and things of that sort. So if a first responder comes in, I mean, they know exactly where to go. So that's critical to our students' safety for sure. Yeah. So I think that's real important.
Very important.
Yeah.
Can we have a roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. Seeing as we don't have any old business tonight, I will turn it over to Superintendent Comments for the second round.
All
Superintendent
right.
Shaw.
Thank you. Typically, I don't do all that talking. Usually other people have it, and so it feels like tonight all I've been doing is rambling. So just a few things. One is, yes, as we get into the month of April right here, you're going to see a calendar coming out into your hands for the rest of the year, which is a very depressing moment because it means we're putting another year in the books. And the moment you make that calendar public, the rest of the year goes by in a blink of an eye. And so I know that for the handful of seniors that are watching us tonight live, y'all could have laughed. That's a joke, okay? There's not a single senior. Thank you. I know they're on the countdown, though, to make that happen. So speaking of seniors, WXYZ, Channel 7, recognizes and rewards academic excellence through its annual Brightest and Best program. And we're happy to say that Christopher Stein is our Brightest and Best for WXYZ. The SEC Scholar Athletes, every year the Southeast Athletic Conference recognizes the top five graduates from each of the 14 SEC member schools. And you have to have, and that's also using your GPA and your SAT. There's going to be a luncheon to celebrate them on the 24th up in Ann Arbor of April. And that is Chris Stein, Max Adams, Aiden Courier, Ethan Merkel, and Nolan Livingston. And then the other one is the Academic All-Stars. And through our Education Association every year, they pick a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior as their Academic All-Stars. And before COVID, and you know, COVID was that marker right there, it's still a beautiful event, but before COVID, it was an event that was held as a whole county down at Leroy's in Erie. And so you had all the county schools come together, they had their three students, superintendents, the union leadership, and they would get up and talk about their students. Unfortunately, it's not coming back together, but we still celebrate these three students. We take and go out to dinner with them and their families, along with union leadership to celebrate them. Our three students is Abigail Gallardo, and that is a ninth grader, Lindsay Kleinow, 10th grader, and Gavin Flenders, our 11th grader. And then the big event that happens every year, the end of April, is our Young Entrepreneurs Showcase out at the high school. That is going to be a massive event. That's on April 27th at 10 o'clock. So please put that on your, it'll be in your calendar right there. So come out and join in. The talents of our kids and the Young Entrepreneurs Showcase is amazing. I have a couple of their items in my office from last year, and it's just a wonderful tribute to the work that they do. And then the last item for our community members is this. On May the 2nd, in culmination of all the work we've done this year with peer-to-peer treatment, along with our positive behavior intervention supports, we're doing a kindness walk from Arborwood campus over to Navarre Field. On that kindness walk, you're going to be in groups of 25, and it'll be our students and families that want to take part in it. And through the walk, they're going to be having different points where there'll be challenges given to them. And the idea is around empathy. It's around thinking about others, putting others first. And it's called a walk in someone else's shoes. And so it's putting into practice everything we've been working on this year. So it's going to be a beautiful night. We're going to have no rain. It's going to be sunny and 80. Just putting that out there right now so that can happen. And when we get to Navarre Field, we'll have a blow-up where we'll be able to shoot a video and have a few more discussions right there. But the idea that for our kids is always to think about what's happening in other people's lives. You know, as I look around at our board and everyone that's in our meeting tonight, we've all shown up here and had some kind of a day. For some of us, it may have been a day that was just remarkable. Chet, you've had a wonderful day, okay? But maybe at some point in time today, it got rough, and I don't know that. And so something's going on behind the scenes. And we think about all of our kids and each person, and we want to help our kids and families just to understand that idea that you always need to think about others and what might be going on in their world, because sometimes it's tough. And we watch how sometimes we treat each other, and want us always to always put others first and not be about me, but about we. So that is going to be a night right there. We'll have some food and then busing back to Arborwood. So you'll be seeing flyers coming out, and we're hoping for maybe 1,000 people will take part that night. And so please keep pushing that word out.
Is there a rain date?
The rain date, we're not going to put that in the universe. Larry, Saturday, that Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, the 4th. So that's all I have for my comments tonight,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. That brings us to public commentary. Any topic? Do we have anybody?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, that moves us to closed session. Can I get a motion for us to go into closed session?
So moved to go into closed session.
Is there support?
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mr. Hackett.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. This right here is where we will ask the public to leave so we can go into closed session for the purpose of consulting with the written advice of counsel.
Be back.
All right.
Oh, really?
We are now back in open session at 8:45 p.m. Okay, that brings us to board member commentary. Is there any board members that have commentary tonight?
I just have a question. I've been by the football stands a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like there's a lot of progress going on.
April 15th, you'll see the steel.
So we'll be ready for graduation?
We're already. We had the meeting today. We had one, big one about... I think it was 2 weeks ago. Yep. All the concrete work is done. Okay. And so now they're at the point where they're going to have a meeting this Thursday to talk about the asphalt side of it and, like, have the plants open and when they're going to do that. But all the steel gets delivered on Monday, and they're expecting that they're going to be there about a week, week and a half.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
Anybody else?
What was the percentage account on Monday?
75.8.
Oh,
we can count it
today.
We can count it. Yeah. Anyone else? Can we get a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Support.
Show of hands.
Amen.
This meeting is adjourned.
Hey, go be safe, everybody.
Thank you.